Welcome to 321 Go the podcast. I'm John Pelkey.
And I'm Carissa Galloway, and we're bringing you stories from start to finish to keep the everyday athlete motivated to keep moving towards the next finish. Oh, surprise!
W!
Hey, you!
Oh my gosh! How are you?
I'm good. Surprise!
Surprise, you have a guest host.
Well, if I can't have John Pelkey, I have... That makes it sound like DW is second best, and DW is not second best
different.
To anyone.
It's just different.
Because John's in
Europe still.
I was told not to feel sorry for John.
No, we don't feel sorry for John. So we have DW, which is going to be great.
The amazing Chris Quinn. We are 2 months away from Run Disney race season starting. Dopey season has commenced the training. And there's a lot of people right now with a lot of questions. So you are known as the chief training officer of Galloway Productions. For people who don't know what that means, tell us a little bit about your role.
I am blessed beyond belief to work for Jeff Galloway, who is an amazing man, from whom I have learned so, so much and to whom I owe more than I could ever repay. And I have seen him help and inspire people for decades now. And I can only hope to do some portion of what he has done and carry on that work under his tutelage. So what I do is my first part of my job, what I was hired to do back in 2010, when I started working for Jeff full time, is to oversee the local training programs that we have in Galloway. So, there's a local training program down in Orlando, near where Carissa is. There's a local training program up in Jacksonville where I live. We have training programs in California and Texas and all over the place. We had more before COVID. But the world is different now.
If you want one, so, email us. We can help you get one.
Oh my gosh. In fact, we do get emails. We get 3 or 4 emails a month from people that are interested in starting Galloway programs in other cities. And we'd love to do that. We are doing that. So what has happened, it started a little bit pre-COVID and is just really gone crazy since then. Is the customized training plan, right? And customized training started as a way to meet a need because there are so many people. Jeff Galloway has done e-coaching for as long as I can remember, which is one-on-one coaching by email. He writes a training schedule for you. You report back to Jeff every week. He sends you back questions or tweaks and updates your schedule week by week. So he's done that as long as I can remember, but he's only one man.
He still does it.
Yeah, he still does it. But he's only one man and he has other things to do as well, especially now with the grandkids that he loves.
Although
to hang
he
out
really
with.
Loves his clients.
Oh, 100%. And there are people that have been with Jeff
sitting right here.
People that have been with Jeff for 20 years or more. But it got to the point where he could only take so many new clients and the demand was so great. So what we did was we created customized training plans as I kind of refer to it as like a mid-level support. My wife is a doctor and she's had physician's assistants and nurse practitioners that she's worked with. And those are known as, you know, mid-level providers. And that's kind of what I am, right? I'm not Jeff, but I can coach you the same way that Jeff does mostly. And I'm not going to tell you to do something that Jeff wouldn't tell you to do and all that. So that's what Customize was created as. And because I use a platform called Final Surge, I'm able to handle a higher volume than Jeff is. Instead of sending individual emails back and forth to clients, I create the schedule. And then the platform, once I create the schedule, the platform emails people daily to remind them of what they're supposed to be doing. And then I'm there to help when something needs updating or or an explanation for something or whatever. And so my clients in Customized, they have got my, they've got my phone number. They can text me. They can email me. They can call me. I've had people call me during a run. I've had people call me during a race. And so I'm, yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. So
that's the
keep running. So I've, no, I mean, seriously, I've got people who sometimes they're really struggling. I mean, and to finish, and they're going through a little bit of a crisis. And if I can help them in that moment, I absolutely want to do that. So that's what Customize is. And, but it, that's what it started out as, right? It started out as it's, I'm going to write a schedule for you and then I'll update it as you need it. What it's become is way more than what I could have created on my own, because it's a community. It's support. It's the Facebook group that people interact on. It's the Galloway Hub where people post questions and interact. It's the weekly Zoom calls that we do on Tuesdays where there are people that show up to those Zooms. They don't have a question. They don't have a race report. They just want to hear what's going on with the other people in Customized. And that is fantastic. I mean, it's really this thing that I couldn't have created on my own that is better than I ever expected and that is so important to me. And I think it's this great running community. So that's what Customized is. At the beginning, most of the clients that we got were people that, like I said, there were people that would have gone to Jeff, but he just didn't have space on his roster. Or, you know, when we created this, we also raised the price of Customized, which made sense. Raised the price of his e-coaching, which made sense. And so they're paying less for Customized. And that's kind of where it started. What's happened is that I started to get referrals from people in the Run Disney community or in the ultra running community. And so I'm getting people now that are joining Customized, not just because there's Jeff Galloway's name on it, but because Chris Twiggs is the coach. And that's really neat. We've never tried to pretend that I'm Jeff. We've always told people, you know, I'm the one that's coaching Customized and he does e-coaching. And if somebody tells me that they're going to do e-coaching instead of Customized, my gosh, I'm not going to complain about that. I mean, Jeff Galloway is my coach. I'm not going to begrudge you having him as your coach. But you know, I love that I get to help so many people and all over the world. We have Customized people from all over the world, you know, all the time on the calls. We don't have too many of the Australians. We've got a couple of Australians in Customized. They don't tend to get on the Zooms because the times are wacky for them. We have people from the UK all the time that are on the calls, and all over the US, including Hawaii. So all the different time zones are represented. So it's so much fun. And then we get to meet up sometimes at, you know, a bunch of us were at Jeff Galloway weekend, you know, last March, and then see each other at the Disney races all the time. So it's loads of fun.
You have built such a great community, and I know DW is really talked about in an episode you guys will hear a little bit later just about what it's meant to him. And I am one of your coaches that I don't jump on the calls, but then I do tell you, help me, Chris, what am I? So I'm not one of your coaches, one of your clients, but you're helping me with my marathon training, working out the jigsaw puzzle that is announcing races, trying to run in the Florida heat in the summer. And then also,
well, that's what, I mean, see, this is the thing, right? If you have no conflicts with anything on the standard schedule, right? We put a training schedule for the Disney races. We put a training schedule on the Run Disney website. So if you have no conflicts with any of those weekends and you're able to do all of those runs on schedule, you don't need us. I mean, maybe you need us for motivation, but you don't need us for a schedule because you've got it right there on the screen. But as soon as life happens, as soon as that kid gets sick, and so you can't get that long run in, or as soon as that work call comes in and you've got to work a day you didn't think you had to, or as soon as a business trip comes up that you weren't planning on, suddenly someone who's maybe a little bit less motivated might just give up and say, well, I can't do that race because, yeah. So I'm there to take away your excuses. I'm there to say, oh, no, we'll work this out. We can do this. Here's how you fix it.
And this is not meant to be a Customized sort of plug. That was not what this was intended for. It's just part of what.
Oh, I was ready to plug it. I thought I was.
It's like, wait, this is why I thought I was here.
This is how I make a living. I want to plug this.
Well, okay. Hard. I will say for me as a very millennial type person, like I like that I can just one, see it in an app and then I can move my stuff around on my own. Like I don't want to bug you too much unless it's like a really like Chris, I don't know, but I will move stuff. I mean, you probably don't look at mine. If you looked at mine, you'd be like, what the hell is she doing? But I will move things around. And in my head, my weeks start on Monday and not Sunday. So like, I will like shift the drill run and this stuff, the way it works. And I like that I can just do that on my own. And then I can still see what I've done. So for me, that's what I'm enjoying about Customize. And then kind of just being able to see that full calendar. And then because we do, I used to just do my training of like, I just need these long runs. Every 2 weeks I'm going up on a long run. That's all I'm doing. And that's not enough because me tends to avoid the hard runs. But I did the long runs. So I don't need to do the hard runs. So anyway, I enjoy it. Thank you for, without payment, helping me because you have to because I'm married to Jeff's son.
It's okay.
I cannot.
It's not a bother.
I will tell you too, for the first 7 years of running, I printed those schedules off the Run Disney website. I followed them religiously. And I will tell you, there is a difference between a piece of paper telling you to run 45 minutes this morning and a coach reaching out and going, we're going to do pool running or we're going to do speed drills or hills. Mm-hmm. I am re-engaged in the sport like I've never been. And I really awesome. Do think it's because of that customized piece.
Yeah. Good. Good. I'm glad.
So speaking of starting out, I know there are tons of people who are taking those first steps towards their first dopey, their first marathon. As a running coach, I was going to say you're already wearing a hat, but put on your running coach hat. What is that pep talk? What is that step one piece of advice you can give those athletes to ensure a successful training season?
The race is the victory lap. It's not everything. It's the victory lap. The whole season leading up to it is what matters most. You need to be, don't panic if you miss a daily run, but you need to be serious about getting in the training from the beginning because it's going to make that victory lap far more sweet. It's going to make that victory lap, a celebration and not an anxiety-inducing weekend. So be like DW, be religious about following that schedule. Don't be fanatical. It's okay if you miss something, but jump back in there if you can. And if you miss a long run or if you miss something that seems like a really important run, reach out to a coach. Even if you're not in Customized, if you email Jeff Galloway, if you email Chris Twiggs, we're not jerks. We're gonna reply to those emails. We're gonna
Jeff
give you
Jeff calls his email to everyone. Like he might be at the grocery store, like you can just email me, it's Jeff Galloway.
Yeah.
Every time I look at Weston, I'm like, this man gives this email outlet, but he just wants to help you.
Of course. Absolutely. Why not? And, and it's not like we're going broke because we're doing that. If you give people something, some help, they're grateful for that. And it pays off in karma, if nothing else. So, but yes, even if you're not in Customized, if you're hearing this and you've missed a run, reach out, Chris at jeffgalloway.com, jfg@jeffgalloway.com is Jeff's email.
Now you're giving out Jeff's email.
He doesn't mind.
He doesn't. So, he would wear it on a shirt if I printed him one.
Absolutely he would. So, but I think that's the thing to remember is that dopey starts now. Dopey is not a weekend. Dopey is this entire season that starts now. And if my wife is listening to this, she needs to remember that she's training for dopey or first, she's going to do her first dopey this year. So I'm excited for her and for that. But it's just little bites that you take along the way. And once you do all of those little bites, by the time you get to dopey weekend, you've eaten the entire elephant and you're ready for that victory lap.
I agree. I've always said I like the training. I think, I don't know if I like it, but I enjoy the training almost more than the race just because of you have to. And it gives you a reason and you feel so empowered after you're sort of checking all these boxes. But yes. At Disney, we have a lot of first timers or people that, because of the nature of Disney, you're signing up so far before you're actually racing. So an honest question that you can both chime in on because you see more than I do and you know more than I know. How many people show up at Disney, not just not properly trained, just like not trained at all? Can
too
you
many.
This question? Okay.
Too many.
That's my assumption. Which is dangerous from an injury perspective. And it I think, again, I'm not in the trenches like you are, it diminishes the accomplishment. Like, to survive something is one thing, but to have trained for it and earned that victory lap, you know, I feel like that's a different sort of accomplishment. So my question for you as a coach is, if someone is listening to this and they've signed up for the half or the full, what is the bare minimum you need to safely finish like a half or a full in terms of your long runs?
Well, I mean, it's going to depend a great deal on what your current fitness is, right? I know someone who had never run more than a 5K who walked a marathon. It wasn't pretty and it wasn't fast, but it happened. And he paid for it afterwards. I mean, his recovery was horrible. So if you're not too old or too overweight or too all of the things, then you could probably fake your way through a marathon, but you'd regret it afterwards. If you are smart, then we would love to see you get up. We'd love to see you get up to 14 miles in training for a half marathon. I mean, I know that's longer than the distance, but you go slowly, you could walk that distance, and that's going to give you the endurance that you can easily go the distance in that half marathon. For a marathon, we'd like to see you get up to 26 miles. Now, I know a lot of people that only go to 20, and that's not on the Galloway schedules. We have people go to 26, but
I feel like there's a 29 on mine. Am I making that up?
You're not making that up. And the reason there's a 29 on yours is because you didn't pay for customized. And so I figured you were going to have to pay for it in some other way.
It's like the hard. I think I said to Wes the other day, like, what am I even going to do? Like,
yeah, no, no.
His answer was, he was like, it doesn't just do it. He was very mean. He was like, you're going to just do it is what you're going to do. And
no. So 29 is for people that have done a marathon. Well, there are a couple of different categories. I mean, customized is customized, right? The reason something is on your schedule could be different from the same reason it's on DW's schedule. But for you, 29 miles is there because you've run a marathon before and you have a time goal for this marathon. And so we know that people that go 29 miles for their last long run, as opposed to 26, go faster in the marathon on average. And so going 29 is going to give you that added endurance that hopefully is going to allow you to do better in the marathon.
I actually have like butterflies in my stomach. You talk like, I think that I'm more nervous about the 29 miler, not from a physical exertion, from a mental point of view, but then I'm actually excited for that challenge. So I get, yeah. I'm not going to say thank you yet, 'cause I don't even know what it is, but I'm going to do it because I can be embarrassed if I don't. It's funny how this question went from like bare minimum to like run 29 miles.
Yeah. Well, I know. Well, I mean, I had one person a couple of years ago who had never run more than a half marathon and was signed up for a marathon about a month later. And so I had her run a half marathon, but walk 13 miles before the half marathon. So she got her 26 in, and then she ended up getting a PR in the marathon. I think she had run a marathon before. Oh, shoot. I don't know. She ran a PR, whether it was her first marathon or not.
That's how it works.
She ran well. She did well in the marathon for her. You know, she was very pleased with the result, which I don't think would have been true had she not gotten that 26 in. Don't panic. If for some reason you're listening to this and your marathon is next week and the longest you went in training was 20, don't panic. It's okay. There are strategies to help you get through. But you'll be in a much better position if you've gotten those long runs in.
All right, DW is a great question, but I will say I've never done a marathon running over, I think, 19. So this will be exciting for so many
Good.
Ways. And Weston has said the benefits, and Jeff has said the benefits, because I know a lot of running, you know, we can debate this in a different episode, that a lot of running training plans don't have you going over that 20-mile mark. But what I've seen from Jeff and from you and from Weston is when you do, even if it's just 26, the difference is night and day on your body physically and mentally when you get there on race day.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no question about it. In my mind, I've told so many people that the things I've learned from Jeff Galloway and the way that I coach are the way that I I train myself. And my racing is very important to me. I mean, I'm slower than I used to be, but my racing is very important to me. And when I'm trying to run a fast marathon, let's say I'm going for Boston Qualifier, if I thought there was another way to get a BQ, whether it was without walk breaks, whether it was not doing the long run up to 26, whether it was whatever, I would do those things. I mean, I have no shame. I would do whatever it took. If I thought wearing a yellow hat was going to get me a faster time in the marathon, I would buy a fleet of yellow hats. So the reason I walk the talk, the reason I do the long runs up to 26 miles, the reason I do the speed work the way that Jeff coaches it, all of those things, is because I know it works. The reason I use run walk is because I know it works. And if I'm getting those results for myself, that's what I want to see for my clients. And I've got clients that are a lot faster and a lot more successful than I am in a lot of ways.
So, Coach, I hate to break it to you. It is not a yellow hat that makes you faster. It is a yellow tutu, particularly if you want to win the Halloween half marathon 5K. Weston, if you're listening, yellow tutu. But I'm kind of the opposite of Carissa, right? I hate training. It is a task for me. And so part of the reason I am so relentless about my training is because race day is the fun for me, right? It's the crowd, it's the music, it's the entertainment. So I want you to settle the great debate from a coach's perspective, right? So yeah. Do you start off running your first marathon and then build up to the challenge? Or are you crazy like me and decide race day is so much fun, I want to do four in a row and just immediately dive into Dopey?
Well, I got to tell you, I am amazed how many people I meet and that come into Customized who are using Dopey as their very first marathon. I'm just astounded by that. I have never run Dopey. And so I'm, you know, my hat is off to all of those who run Dopey. I'm super excited for them. I do think it should be called Sleepy. The way Jeff explains it, and it makes sense to me, is because we have people go up to 26 miles in training, they're not actually waiting until Sunday of Dopey weekend to run their first marathon. So I think it's perfectly fine. The key, as you know, to Dopey training are those back-to-back-to-back walks that build up to the final Dopey simulation weekend, where you're really doing Dopey on your own, just without the time pressure. I do recommend people walk most of those days beforehand, because it's going to make the run walk on the long run day much easier. And it's going to make your recovery from that entire simulation weekend better. And it really is important that we do as little as possible to jeopardize the recovery during the training process. We want to make sure when we show up for race weekend, we're feeling strong. Some people are surprised when I write their Dopey schedule. Some people are surprised that I have speed work in there, or some people are surprised that I have maybe a 29-mile long run in there for their longest run. And a lot of times it's because they're going, which there should be a name for this. Maybe there is. But the added challenge, it's not just Dopey, but it's Dopey plus Everest. And believe it or not,
talking about my friends now.
Well, I know, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but
hash browns and Everest.
Yeah, you've got to build in some time there, right? You've got to be faster. If you're going to do Everest, you can't count on a 16 minute per mile pace. That's not going to get it done. You need to be going faster than that so that you're ahead of those balloon ladies when you come off of Everest. And there's a reason you've never seen me on Everest during the marathon. And that's because I'm that guy for whom the race would get stuck. And I would be screaming out of there when they finally let us off the race, only to find the balloon ladies going off in the distance and some nice cast member telling me, sorry, friend, but you need to get on the bus. And as a perfect marathoner, I can't let that happen to me.
So what I hear you saying as a running coach is train for the challenge that you want to achieve, and then take it from there, that there is no right or wrong answer.
I guess that's what I'm saying.
Okay. Well, so with training, though, life does get in the way sometimes, right? You get sick, the kid gets sick, the dog gets sick, and you fall off your schedule. We're not talking a day. You might be down a week, 2 weeks, which on a dopey schedule can really throw things off. How do you get back on track when life takes you off course safely?
Yeah. So walking is our best friend for that. And let's say, for example, you were scheduled for that, that 14 mile long run, you're building toward Dopey, and the weekend included a 14 mile long run, and you were sick during the 2 weeks surrounding that. So you got your 12 miler in, but you didn't get your 14, and now there's 16 or 17 on the schedule. So the best way to manage that is to plan to run walk the distance of the last long run that you did, and then walk the difference. So you did 12, you want to do 16 now. So your body is going to be okay to do another run walk of 12 miles. You need those extra four. So walk for 4 miles. And then do run walk for 12. You've gotten 16 miles worth of endurance, but only 12 miles of the run walk pounding on your body, which is still gentler than run only would be. Or sometimes I'll do it kind of as a bookend thing. I'll tell people, all right, you're going to do another 12 mile run walk, just like you did a couple of weeks ago. Only I want you to walk 2 miles to where you're going to start the run, do your run, and then walk 2 miles back home. You're getting those 16, you're kind of tricking your body into getting those 16 miles of endurance, but you're only putting in the 12 miles at run walk. I have a few people who try to stretch that, and they say, well, you know, I'm going to Epcot and I can get in like a mile walking around World Showcase. That counts, right? So I kind of have to negotiate with those people.
Those people. We also know who those people. We know who the Everest people are. We know who the walk around the world. But the real question is, are they going towards Canada first or Mexico?
Oh, boy.
Question for a different day. But I'm team Canada. But I'm team coming from IG and go to Canada, so it's different. All right. I need your help. I've asked you this question about 7 times. I'm going to ask you 7 more. This is the first time I'm embracing running my long runs actually slow. But I keep asking you if I'm going too slow, because when I go slow, I put my watch on my heart rate. So I'm not looking, and I'm trying to keep it in green. So I'm not looking at my pace. I'm not even looking at the distance. It's just all kinds of the games I'm playing. But I end up being like, you say 2 minutes slower. Well, I'm like more on the 3 minutes slower, and it's mentally messing with me. So I need you to tell me again, how slow is too slow?
So if you talk to Jeff Galloway about the people that he got to meet and run with when he was on the world-class level in the 70s, he will tell you that some of those super fast marathoners were not only running their long runs 2 minutes per mile slower than race pace, they were running 3 or 4 minutes slower than race pace. Now, 3 or 4 minutes slower for someone who can run a 5 minute mile for 26 miles still seems pretty fast. But the point is, these are people who are making a living off of it, and they are going super slow. There is no such thing as too slow. You can walk the entire distance of your long run. You are getting the same endurance. I know that it seems a little paradoxical that you could go super slow on a long run and still be prepared.
Your body to be able to run at a faster pace. That's what I thought the whole time. My brain is just like,
I know that, but the long run is not the only thing on your schedule. It seems to be the only thing people focus on, but it's not the only thing on the schedule, right? You've got speed work on your schedule, which is faster than race pace. Yeah. Speed work is 30 seconds per mile faster than the race pace. You've got tempo runs, which are at race pace. And those tempo runs are super important. Those tempo runs are opportunities for you to run at race pace using the same run walk ratio you plan to use during the race itself, so that you are practicing how does my body feel using this run walk ratio at this pace. And we have a chart on jeffgalloway.com that shows what the recommended ratios are, run walk ratios for various paces. And our pacers at the Disney races and other races, they use the ratio that matches that pace. But all that ratio means is that we know most people are going to be most comfortable at this ratio for this pace. But you, Carissa, are not most people, and you, DW, are definitely not most people, right? You're individuals, and the way that your body responds to a certain ratio at a certain pace could be different from somebody else. I have seen this with Jeff Galloway, and I know you've run plenty of times with Jeff. He may do really short intervals, but he freaking flies during the run portions of those intervals.
Crazy.
Yeah. And so
turnover.
It's crazy. So for Jeff,
that's actually what it sounds like when he runs too. That's the running sound.
So for the Hanna-Barbera sound. So for Jeff, the short intervals are more effective for him, right? And that's because for that 30 seconds or 15 seconds that he's running, he is harnessing that cheetah from 1972. And for me, I am a camel. I'm no cheetah. I'm a camel. I'm slow and forever, right? And so the longer walk break, or sorry, the longer run segment in between the walk breaks tends to be a little more effective for me. Not too long, but a little bit more effective for me. So, and actually the ratios that Jeff has on his chart pretty much works well for me. So for a 9-minute pace, about a 4-hour marathon, our recommended ratio is 2-minute run, 30-second walk. But when Jeff ran about a 4-hour marathon the last time he qualified for Boston,
I tried to run next to him for portions of that.
Yeah. And he was doing really short intervals, mm-hmm. like 30 second or 15 second runs. But he got it. You know, he got his BQ. So it's important when you're doing those tempo runs, you practice the ratio and figure out what feels best for you. And then trust that that's going to work, that we combine the endurance you get from the long run with the speed you get from the speed work and the ratio that you have practiced in the tempo runs. We put all of those things together on race day. And if the weather is good, that's always Mother Nature bats last, right? We can't control
that. The weather's
going
to be better than it is right now. I mean, global warming is a thing, but I don't think that fast we're going to get to feels like 107 in December on the coast, but I guess
you are tempting Mother Nature right now.
Hey, guess what? I'll survive.
So
yeah, you will. You're in the shade on the stage.
No, when I'm running in December.
Oh, when you're running.
That could
get really hot, but hopefully not.
It's fine.
So Jeff is a cheetah. Chris is a camel. I'm calling peacock. That's what animal I get to be.
Yes.
And I hear you loud and clear. It is Monday. As soon as we wrap this up, I have my tempo run. I promise I will do it. But I will do it as a peacock.
Yes.
Just so that we're all prepared.
Wouldn't expect anything else.
Nor should you. One of the reasons I love you, and I don't use that word loosely, is even before I was a client, when I was some random fangirl at the expo, coming up to the Jeff Galloway booth to figure out which group I should be running with that weekend. You were always very direct with me, guiding me to a group that matched my fitness level or was an appropriate level of challenge for whatever that was, right? Be it just the 5K, and I know we're never supposed to say that, or dopey. You have a lot of people who are going to show up in January convinced that they can PR the marathon after running three other races the days before. What's the best bit of advice you can give someone to level set expectations who who may be striving for too much that weekend.
Don't give yourself an artificial finish line. Don't give yourself I don't want to use the word goal, but don't create for yourself an added challenge that is going to that if you don't hit, you will be disappointed. Again, this is the victory lap. This should be a full-on celebration of your fitness and the community and everything that we love about Disney and about each other. And if you add to that a time goal on that marathon, you're setting yourself up for a possibility that you're going to end the weekend disappointed. And why do that? Why not end the weekend thrilled because of what you accomplished? There are lots of races where you can go for a PR. There are lots of races where you can get a fast time. The Disney Marathon, my fastest marathon was at the Disney Marathon, but I only ran the marathon. That was all I was focused on. If that's the only race you're doing, or if you're just doing the half marathon, or if you're just doing the 10K or the 5K, then by all means, have a time goal and go for it. We should challenge ourselves in that way. But dopey is the challenge itself. Just celebrate the fact that you were able to roll out of bed at 2 o'clock in the morning every day, and not just every day of that weekend, but all those days in training. You know, celebrate the fact that you were able to stick to that training schedule and get yourself through it and get the costumes lined up and all of those things. Let those things be the challenge, and let the weekend be the celebration. And I get it. There's still going to be some people that have that time goal for dopey. And yeah, I'll write the training schedule for him. But yeah, by no means, if I'm going for a fast marathon time, I'm sure as heck not running a half marathon the day before, and not running a 10K the day before that, and not running a 5K the day before that.
I mean, it still is one of the coolest challenges out there. I mean,
it's an amazing challenge. I love it. I love that. I love that it exists. That's why I signed my wife up for it against her will. And, but you know, I kind of knew she wanted to do it. Kind of, we'll see if she hates me.
That side of me that just wonders, right? Can I do this?
Yeah, it is. No, it's so cool. And what's great is it's not a challenge you're doing alone. You're going to see so many other people out there doing it. You're going to see them day after day after day. No, it's a fantastic challenge, and bless Disney for coming up with it, but it should have been called Sleepy.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
it. Okay. Bye.